USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden's approval rating has reached an historic low, as indicated by a recent Monmouth University poll. Only 34% of Americans approve of his performance in the White House, while 61% disapprove. Particularly, the president received unfavorable ratings for his management of immigration and inflation. Holiday-bound air travelers are encountering delays and cancellations today due to a significant storm affecting the East Coast. FlightAware reports over 2,500 flights have been delayed within, into, or out of the U.S., with just over 500 flights canceled. Boston Logan International Airport is facing the most substantial impact. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. supports Israel's right to self-defense. However, he emphasizes that Israeli forces must make every effort to minimize civilian casualties in the Gaza Strip, even with Hamas using them as shields.
Hamas is still holding hostages, including American citizens. Hamas embeds itself and hides itself behind innocent Palestinian civilians.
While visiting Tel Aviv, Austin told reporters that the U.S. remains committed to advocating for a two-state solution in the region. Today, the Supreme Court paid tribute to the late Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. Her body was placed in repose within the Great Hall of the building, allowing the public to express their condolences before a funeral service, which is scheduled for tomorrow at the Washington National Cathedral. Justice O'Connor was the first woman on the Supreme Court. She passed away on December 1st at the age of 93. Pope Francis is paving the way for same-sex couples to receive blessings under specific conditions. In a landmark decision announced Monday, the Vatican stated that priests can bestow blessings on such couples as long as it is not part of a regular church ritual. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. And what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the member satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of more than 400,000 members. And here's the thing. If you join before December 30th and you mention the promo code SHARE, you'll get another 10% off all of 2024. That's 12 months of savings. So I'll give you the number here in a second, but call. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 30th. So call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden is safe after a car collided with a vehicle that was part of the president's security detail Sunday in Delaware. Biden was walking to a waiting SUV from his campaign office when a car hit a Secret Service vehicle being used to close off intersections. The car was surrounded by police following the accident with the president and first lady unharmed. It is unknown the circumstances behind that crash. Israel is facing renewed pressure to reach another hostage deal.
The accidental killing of three Israeli hostages by IDF forces sparked a massive protest in Tel Aviv on Saturday. Late Sunday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu indicated he's open to more negotiations with Hamas. However, Hamas said there would be no talks until Israel stopped its assault in Gaza. I'm Ryan Daniels.
An annual count says that homelessness in America reached a record high. The report found more than 650,000 people were living in shelters or outside in tents or cars. This is an astounding 12% increase from the year before. Homelessness has been rising since 2017, in large part due to the sheer lack of affordable housing. There was a pause during the pandemic due to what Biden administration officials say is because of sweeping federal aid that kept people from getting evicted. Week 15 of the NFL concludes with Monday Night Football in Seattle, where the Seahawks will host the Philadelphia Eagles. Eagles coming into the game with a 3-10 record, Seattle 6-7. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.